Okay. I miss being here. I'm sure there are many of the new chevra that I haven't met in person. And even the old chevra, it's hard for me to recognize with the smackers on our faces. This is the first time that I've, well, actually we had a little farbrengen here before by Kislev, but I really never spoke with the thing in my mouth. It's hard for me. I'll try to share with you a machshava that I had really just a few hours ago, a machshava. What masechta is the yeshiva learning? What masechta? Pesachim? But the Baruch Shalom is learning, the yeshiva is learning Pesachim, but the Baruch Shalom has been learning Makis with the entire world for the past Zaman. Hashem has been learning Makis with the world. And now we're in these two parashiyas of the Makis. And aside from the theatrics of the Seder and the excitement of the children, and the little child inside each and every one of us, it's hard for us to understand the avoda of these parashiyas, the makis, the chlal, and befrat, while we're still experiencing this makah that Hashem has brought to the world, and we're also during the time of Shavuot. These parashiyas, where Hashem Yisbarach is bringing into our lives a hashpah of Kedusha. The only Pesach, I believe, to understanding this parasha, these parashiyas of the Makis, in the context of Shoivim and our Avodas Hashem, is when we understand the Klal Gadol in this Masechta, in Masechta Makis. The Klal Gadol is a pasuk in Novi Yishai. The Novi says, Hashem Nogav es Mitzrayim Nagoif v'Rafay. Hashem Nagav et Mitzrayim Nagof v'rafo. That means that Hashem gave a clap. Nagaf means to strike. Hashem gave a punch to Mitzrayim. Nagof v'rafo. Hashem gave a smack and he healed. V'rafo, refuah. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Nogoyf l'mitzrayim, rofay l'yisrael. That means that with every single makah, with every single slap, patch that Hashem gave to Mitzrayim, Nogoyf l'mitzrayim, rofay l'yisrael. It brought healing to the Jewish people. It brought healing to us. That means that every makah that was experienced by Mitzrayim added in some miraculous way to the binyan of the Kedusha of Knesset Yisrael. Now, gof v'rafa, striking and healing. The world has been going through such a makah. And there's so many of our brothers and sisters that have been swept along with that, physically, lo aleinu, but emotionally also. But the Baruch Shalom reveals to us in these parashiyos that when there are makis in the world, that you and I as Jews need to be able to somehow see and to believe that the makis are bringing, if we access the pnimius of the makis, it brings a refuah liyisrael. So let me explain. I think that most of you are probably familiar. There's a very big yesod that's found in the Maral and Gruas Hashem Perek Nun Zayin. Other tzaddikim speak about this a great deal, especially the Chiddush Arim Sfasemes. But many tzaddikim, Reb Tzadik, that there is a correlation between the Asara Mamaris with which the world was created. The world was created with 10 utterances. Bereishis Nami Maimer. The first Maimer is Bereishis. Bereishis Nami Maimer. And then Vayem Lekim Hiyor, Vayem Lekim Yikir, and so on. Each one of the Mamaris, there are 10 Mamaris. And there are Aseres Hadibris. And the Maral teaches that in order to cross over from the world of the 10 Mamaris to the Aseres Hadibris, one has to go through, or there needed to be, the Esamakis. Asar Mamaris, Esamakis, Aseres Hadibris. What does that mean? The Asar Mamaris was the creation of the guf, of physical reality. Hashem created the world with the 10 utterances, with Asar Mamaris. That's the guf. But the neshama of the world, like Rashi says right away in the beginning, Yem Hashishi, creation was just waiting for its soul. The same way that you and I are waiting for Shabbos, as the Chaim HaKadosh explains in Parshas Bereishis, that Shabbos is the nishma, the nefesh, the soul of the world. So Hashem created the world with the 10 mamaras. That's the guf, that's the body, that's physical reality. But the world didn't have a soul. It didn't have a neshama. It didn't have purpose. There was no tachlis until the Aseres Hadibros. Until Maimon HaSinai, only by Maimon HaSinai did the world become infused with purpose, with reason. Now the Asara Mamaris became meaningful. Life itself became meaningful. The world now has Teichen. So what's the 10 Magas? What's the Aseres Hamak? What's the Esamakis? The Baruch Shalom created a reality in this world of Zelu Mazeh, that in order for us to be able to come to Kedusha, we have to struggle with the Menias, the obstructions that are in the way of Kedusha. Mitzrayim, that world of Paro of Mitzrayim. Mi Hashem she'eshma b'koyloi. Mitzrayim is that koach in the world, that meitzar in the world that creates a mechitza, a chatzitza, a separation between above and below. To separate between the Asar Mamaris and the Aseres Hadibros. The whole meaning of Mitzrayim is to lose yourself in this world. Mitzrayim does not live in a Metzias of Su'u Meroi Meinechem Ure Mi Bora Eila, Mi Bora Eila. Mitzrayim does not live in that world. Mitzrayim is Ervas Ha'aretz. Ervas Ha'aretz means Mitzrayim immerses itself completely in this world. It's that which separates between the world above and this world. Mitzrayim only wants the Asar Mamaris, the 10 utterances of creation. Mitzrayim only wants the guf. Hashem does not want the Nisham. Hashem does not want that hidden, mysterious meaning of creation. It wants just the world. So Mitzrayim is coming as a wedge between the world above and the world below, between the Neshama and the Guf. And therefore, what the Maral teaches and the Sfarim HaKadoshim develop is that in order to cross from the Asar Ma'amaris, the Aseres HaDibris, from the Guf to the Neshama, that those two can interface, can come together, there could be a yichud, a shidduch between the Guf and the Neshama, which is the tachlis of life, which is l'shem yichud k'shubichu l'shchinta. In order for that to happen, that chatzitza of Mitzrayim, that mechitza between above and below, had to be removed. The 10 makas, each maka, the Sfarim tells, each maka corresponds to one of the mamaras, b'seda hafuch. So let me explain. The last maka is makas b'chayrs. Makas b'chayrs is a maka against the racious, that racious of tumah, the beginning, the inner essence of tumah. And that makah of makas b'chayrs corresponds, because we're working from the last of the makas, that last makah corresponds to the maibah of b'reishis bro l'kimas v'shamayim v'sarz, the racious of kedusha, Hashem's presence in this world, the dibur of anochi Hashem elokech, of anochi Hashem elokech. That's the last makah. The last makah reveals b'ni b'chayr Yisrael. B'ni b'chayr Yisrael, the racious, which is kutshe b'chon Yisrael. And the makah of makas b'chayr is to remove that mechitza of this world appearing to be the racious, appearing to be the highest priority, that which is most important. Then moving up is choshech. Choshech corresponds to the second Maimon, which is Vayom Lekin Hi Or. Vayom Lekin Hi Or. So Makas Chayshech means that the Mitzrayim believed in a different type of enlightenment. Not in Or of the Nisham, not the Or of Elokus. L'chol b'nei Yisrael hayo Or b'mashvayisam is the Or of Elokus. And therefore the Makah of Chayshech is to remove that barrier that stands in the way of that gilui of Vayom Elokim Hi Or Vayhi Or. Moving higher, the Mak of Arba. Arba corresponds to the third Maimer. The third Maimer is the Hiraki B'Sechamayim Lahavdu B'Maim Lamayim. The Bereshit made a rakia, and that rakia separates between the Mayim Oyonim and the Mayim Tachtayim. And that division between the Mayim Oyonim and the Mayim, as I said before, is to create that impression that these two worlds above and below are not connected to each other. And the reason that the Bereshit created that and separated between the higher waters and lower waters is because you all know the Chazal tell us that ever since Hashem place that wedge between above and below. The lower waters are crying in the heavy Kami Malka. They're crying to return to Hashem. Shivchi Kamayim Libeich. Neichach B'nei Hashem. Kedushas Yontif and other tzaddikim say that the waves of the ocean, the Kolis Maim Rabim, the waves of the ocean are a physical manifestation of that longing of the lower waters to ascend and to return to the Sherish and Kedush in the higher world. Hashem made the Rekia to separate between above and below. Not to keep us from Him, but so that you and I would be filled with Merdika Gaguam longing. Just like the waves of the ocean to ascend. That you and I, in our diving, in our learning, in our mitzvahs, would scream that we want to be Kamimalka, Rabbeinu Shalom, I want to be with you. I want to be able to break down all of these barriers, these mechitas between the Tachtonim and Elyonim. This is what happened by Maamad HaSinai, by Yevod Hashem and Vayal Moshe, to break down all of these separations, these mechitas. That's the tachlis of the Rekia, the Rekia. Rekia corresponds to the Arba. Why the Arba? The whole meaning of the Arba, that mark of the Arba, is that the Arba completely covered the earth. It made a complete covering to separate between above and below. Mitzrayim is the gematria of Rekia. In Tumah, Mitzrayim is that separation between above and below. In the Arba, the ribui of the Arba, the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is lost in this world underneath that blanket, that barrier, that mechitza that separates between above and below. And Mitzrayim is buried in the taivas. That creature in the world, the ribui of that creature is unbelievable how they multiply and how they eat. Somehow they're the biggest bali taiva, the arba. Even the arba, even the name arba is a lashon of ribui, of more. The lashon of arba means more and more. So the marker of arba corresponds to the maimer of Yehi Rekia B'Soi Chamayim L'Havla Ben Mayim L'Mayim, that third mimer of creation, of the Rekia, that which separates and divides. In Tumah, that's Mitzrayim. And the Makkah, therefore, had to be a Makkah of Yechasis Einaretz, L'Yuchalurais Esaretz, to be buried underneath that separation, that Mechitza, that's the meaning of Mitzrayim. To remove that separation that covers, that separates between above and below. And that's an amazing thing. When did Makkas Bucharis take place? Makkas Bucharis took place by Tesvav Nisan, Yudal Tesvav Nisan. There's a month between each Makkah, Chazal tell us. That means that the Makkah of Choshech took place by Shushan Purim. The Makkah of Choshech took place, Tesvav Adar. Tesvav Adar is what? Le'yehudim ha'yso oira v'simcha. It's the oira of Purim. The Makkah of Choshech means that Makkah against the Choshech of Mitzrayim took place on Shushan Purim. Le'yehudim ha'yso oira. Which means that when did the Makkah of Arba take place? A month earlier. So what day is a month before Shushan Purim? Tu B'Shvat. It means the Makkah of Arba took place on Tu B'Shvat. It says in Pasuk, V'ochal es kol ha'eitz tzamech lechem min hasodim. V'ochal es kol ha'eitz tzamech lechem min hasodim. That took place on Tu B'Shvat in Mitzrayim. In Kedusha, Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah le'ilanis. And the Kedusha of Tu B'Shvat, and the whole Indian of Tu B'Shvat, the Ilan means that there's a connection between the Sherish and the Anofim. You and I are all Anofim, we are outgrowths, we are branches from that Shirish of Knesset Yisrael. That's where we come from. That connection between the Shirish and the Anaf, the Shirish and the Anofim is the meaning of Tu B'Shvat. It's the Simcha of Tu B'Shvat. The Shulchan Aruch was taught that Amos Anim Tu B'Shvat, Tav Kufayin Beis. You don't fast on Tu B'Shvat. It's all question, why not? Is there a Kedushas Hayoy? What's the inyan of Tu B'Shvat? A Yom Tov for trees, what's the inyan of Tu B'Shvat? And not only that, many of you know that that from the Ari HaKadosh we have takanas of fasting during the days of Shavuot. Most people, or many people now don't actually fast, but there are many who still do. The one day of Chol that we're not allowed to fast during that time is Tu B'Shvat. And the Sfarim tells us, because on a deeper level it means that somehow Tu B'Shvat, the Tu B'Shvat itself, the day of Tu B'Shvat, somehow is a tikkun for this inyan of Pagam HaBris, the inyan of Yosef Etzad, the inyan of Erev HaSaros, the inyan of Mitzray, the Korach of Yosef HaTzadik VaYonas VaYetzah Achutz. Because the inyan of the eights means that connection between the Sheresh and the Anav. And as a result of that connection, everything is done the way it's supposed to be done, and everything goes where it's supposed to go. Chamisha Sabishvat, the 15th of Shvat. Is the inyan of the eights eat, the pasuk, I can't remember the second, the eights give forth its fruit, I'll remember in a second. It's the inyan of the koiches that Hashem is Baruch gave us, not being wasted, not being lost. That there is a connection between the shayrish and the anaf, between parents and children, between a husband and wife. That there's a chibur, there's a connection, there's a keshet. Ve'etzah soda yitain piryo. The gematria of chamisha osar b'shvat is the same as ve'etzah soda yitain piryo. Ve'etzah soda yitain piryo. The tumah of Mitzrayim and the tumah of Gam HaBris is Eitzah Sada is not giving payers. It's not for the purpose of building the world and bringing Kedushin to the world and building a family. And Tu B'Shvat is Yitain period. Is that Chibur between the Sherashim and the Anof, between husbands and wives, parents and children. The Sherashim and the Anof. And that's why the parasha begins. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu to say, Boya paro, ki nichbati es libo, bez leiv avodu, l'man she'si, oiso yisai eilu b'kirba. Oiso yisai, these signs b'kirba. And it ends with the mitzvah of tefillin. And the mitzvah of tefillin is l'oisai yedecha, t'tofa yisbeninecha, which is connected the heart, and the mind. Because in each and every one of us, there is that possible separation between our thoughts and who we and our feelings, between above and below, between the Anof and the Sherosh. The Chinuch writes the following. In Mitzvah Tov Chof Aleph, in the Mitzvah of Tefillin, the Chinuch writes, Mishor Sheha Mitzvah, Lefi Sha'odim Be'ayosa Baal Chaymer. The Chinuch says, since a person is in the Gufis of Al-Khaimer. Yimoshech behechrech achrat taivis. Naturally, he's drawn achrat taivis into the world of Mitzrayim. He's drawn into the world of the Arba, into that world of the Anofim. Kichein teva al-Khaimer levak yesh kol hanayis elav. That's the nature of Khaimer. V'tzivonu lahamid shoymim gibor. And Hashem has brought commanded us to set up with the tefillin shel rosh and the tefillin shel yad, connected the moach and the lev, l'shasu achrei levavchem achrei einechem, that you and I are Jews, we're mishroshim l'mal, as shiroshim out of Hashem is born. L'chob ne'esalei orbe mishroshim, v'atfilin b'yadeinu b'rashenu v'akol v'askirenu, lo nosu achrei einenu, v'achrei yetzem achshavois libein. That's what the Chinuch says. I'll just share with you something personal. It's not really enough time to say what I would like to say. Tu B'Shvat is the first yahrzeit of my father's Zichron Levracha. His last Tu B'Shvat, my wife and I were returning from Eretz Yisrael. And when we got off the plane, my phone rang, and my brother-in-law was calling me from Far Rockaway. He was telling me that your father is asking for you. And we ran from the airport, and I was zoche to be there by my father's p'tira. Just enough to hold his hand and to look him in the eyes, and he called me by my name, and he left the world. And I've shared with the Chevra over this past year many times the inyan of my father's mesiras nefesh for the mitzvah of tefillin. My father, before my bar mitzvah, that my father asked me to first put on his tefillin, and he explained to me, even though I'm a lefty and he's a righty and I had new tefillin, I didn't want to wear the old tefillin. But my father explained to me that the tefillin that he had, that he was wearing every day with the tefillin that he wore, somehow in Mauthausen, that he was able to hold on to every single day. Not only did he put on those tefillin, but there were thousands of Jews, most of whom unfortunately were killed al Kiddush Hashem, who wore those tefillin. They would quickly put on and say, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kiddush Hashem Echad, and if they would be caught by the Germans, they'd be killed. And I have these tefillin with me. I keep them with me in shul, in my desk, and when there's a bar mitzvah bacher, I show it to the bar mitzvah bacher. I talk a little bit about the story of Mesiras Nefesh for the mitzvah of tefillin. That which binds us together, which keeps the Shereshim together with the Anafim, which reminds us of who we are. I'll just tell you this. That it once happened, I mentioned this on Shabbos, it once happened, that it was after Chatzos, and the Heilige Rishna, the Holy Rishna, came to Beis Hamedrash. She used to like to go in to see who were the Chassidim that were really up late, you know, learning. And he went into the Beis Hamedrash, and there were a couple of chevra that were learning, and the Rishna just went over and said, they were talking, and the Rishna went over and said that I was a mekabel for my father, Reb Sholem Shachner, who was mekabel from his father, the Malach, Rabbi Avram the Malach, who was mekabel from his father, the Mizritcha Magid, who was mekabel from his Rebbe, the Heilige Baal Shem, who was mekabel from his Rebbe, the Novi Achi Ashilein. And the Chassidim are waiting to hear, what is this Kabbalah? And the Rishna screamed out, the Kabbalah is Yesh Bari Olam HaManig Kol Olamas. Yesh Bari Olam HaManig Kol Olamas. There's a Bari Olam, there's a creator who's Manig Kol Olamas. So the Rishna said something they didn't know. But he gave it over to them from his father, from his grandfather, from the Shirish. So Chevra, I'm giving you over from my father, Zichron Levracha, who went through what he went through and didn't miss a day of tefillin. Yesh bo olam hamanhi kol olam is. If people, they're going so crazy, there's such a hysteria, there's such a fear. Listen, there have been a lot of sorrows. A lot of people of Lo Aleinu have died. There's been a lot of suffering. But somehow in all of this, I have been feeling all along that this truth that the Rishna screamed out, not Beis HaMedrash, that he received and was received all the way back, Yesh Manhig Oila, Yesh Bori Elo HaManhig Kol HaOilamas. Therefore, Hashem Yisbok should help us, we should be Zoich. That through this Masechta Makis, through this Makah, this Nogayif that has taken place in the world should come, the Rafua and the Yeshua they were all waiting for. We should be Zoichim as Hashem, of Volatzi and Arena, Ayin by Ayin, we should be Zoichim to see, Ayin by Ayin, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Gula Shavah Amitis, from Hebi Amenu, Amen, Amen.